Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 15, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Federal Reserve releases FOMC statement on economic activity and monetary policy. The Federal Reserve has issued its latest statement from the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, meeting, revealing key insights into the current state of the economy and the stance of monetary policy. Global banks to spend $57 billion on legacy payments technology in 2028. IDC Financial has released a new study sponsored by Episode 6, E6, which reveals that spending on legacy paytech is rising and damaging the growth of banks around the world. Klarna helps users make more informed purchasing decisions. Sweden-based buy now, pay later provider Klarna has unveiled new climate-focused tools that aim to help users make more conscious purchasing decisions. Carpark Hub partners Shufti Pro for identity verification. Online property agent facilitating the buying and selling of car parking spaces Carpark Hub has announced a partnership with identity verification provider Shufti Pro. NASDAQ to buy financial services software Adenza for $10.50 billion. U.S.-based financial technology system NASDAQ has set out to acquire risk management and regulatory software Adenza from Thoma Bravo for $10.5 billion. Spotify receives a fine due to user privacy deficiencies. Sweden-based Spotify has received an administrative fine of 58 million Swedish kronor from the Swedish Authority for Privacy Protection, IMY. Experian launches Experian MuleScore. Information services company Experian has announced the launch of Experian MuleScore to help banks and building societies prevent money mule account fraud. Hong Kong wants to establish a stablecoin regulatory regime by 2024. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority, HKMA, has initiated a public consultation about stablecoins with the purpose of establishing a regulatory regime. BCB Group and Suter Bank terminate acquisition deal. Crypto payments processors BCB Group has mutually terminated its deal to acquire 100-year-old Suter Bank in response to changing market decision. Bank for Immigrants opens Mexico border location. Majority, the mobile banking outfit for migrants in the United States, has raised $9.75 million to expand its presence along the U.S.-Mexico border, opening a physical meetup space in Texas. Banks to spend $57 billion on legacy payments tech in 2028 study. Global banks are expected to spend $57.1 billion on legacy payments technology in 2028. Up from $36.7 billion in 2022, impacting costs and limiting growth, according to research from IDC Financial Insights. Visa launches African FinTech Startup Accelerator Program. Visa is launching a FinTech Accelerator Program for African startups as part of its recent $1 billion pledge to accelerate the deployment of digital payments across the continent. MasterCard partners Bankiam to issue virtual prepaid cards across GCC region. MasterCard is partnering with Bankiam, a UAE-based lifestyle banking app, to introduce digital payment cards across the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Oman. SSP selects Tink as its pan-European partner for open banking payments. Paris-based payment processor Score and Secure Payment, SSP, has partnered with Europe's leading open banking platform, Tink, to enhance its payment solution across Europe. Crypto launches Pay Now or Pay Later Stockback Rewards MasterCard. Doe Limited, ASX. Doe, the award-winning consumer fintech on a mission to empower everyday Aussies to take control of their money and build long-term wealth on autopilot, is delighted to announce the launch of the world's first Pay Now or Pay Later Stockback Rewards MasterCard. MarketPay acquires NovelPay. MarketPay Group, MarketPay, today announces that it has signed an agreement for the acquisition of Polish fintech NovelPay, including its French subsidiary Pax France NovelPay, to further accelerate the development of its pan-European payments platform. Trezzi lands 3 million seed to expand AI-driven predictive cash flow management platform to the UK. Trezzi, the financial and cash flow management platform, has secured a 3 million seed round led by Seedcamp and Playfair. Kima Ventures and Discovery Ventures also contributed to the round. Zilch opens new technology hub in Poland. Zilch, the groundbreaking direct-to-consumer, D2C, credit provider and advertising technology platform, announces the opening of its new technology hub in Krakow, Poland. Accounts payable fintech Stamply to grow Nashville workforce. Stamply, the AI-powered accounts payable, AP, solution, today announced that it will significantly increase its workforce in downtown Nashville, where the number of employees has already more than doubled in the past 18 months. Cap Payments confirms intention to list on the London Stock Exchange. Following the announcement by the company on the 8th of June 2023 regarding its expected intention to float, the company today confirms its intention to proceed with an initial public offering, the IPO or the offer, and confirms certain details of the offer. CGS SIM Securities Siggins with Torstone. Torstone Technology, a leading SaaS provider of post-trade securities and derivatives processing solutions, is pleased to announce a strategic partnership with CGS SIM Securities, a leading securities house in the Asia-Pacific region. Fujitsu launches blockchain collaboration tech to build Web3 services. Fujitsu today announced the successful completion of a year-long pilot project which began in January 2022 for its proprietary connection chain blockchain technology with the Asian Development Bank, blockchain vendor Consensus Software Inc., R3, and SORAMITSU, Limited, demonstrating its effectiveness in streamlining and enhancing the safety of cross-border transactions of financial securities. EthicsGrade utilizes ChatGPT to firm up ESG ratings. EthicsGrade, a specialist ESG, environmental sustainability, social justice, and corporate governance rating agency, is proud to announce its groundbreaking integration of generative artificial intelligence, AI, to enhance and complement its research on corporate digital responsibility, CDR, ratings. Bitpanda offers to shift customer deposits to money market funds. Austrian fintech unicorn Bitpanda has launched Bitpanda Cash Plus, a new feature that offers investors industry-leading yields on their cash deposits. Brazilian fintech Canastra closes $13 million seed investment. Canastra, a capital markets infrastructure fintech in Brazil, is today announcing a $13 million seed round investment, one of the largest at this stage in Latin America. Private label credit cards are on the decline. A look at the current market. Private label credit cards, also known as store cards, are a type of credit card that can only be used at a specific retailer. Tide offers its solutions to 200,000 female-led SMEs. UK-based digital business banking platform Tide has announced its decision to offer its services to female-led businesses, starting out by the end of 2027. PayCapade partners Investnet, Yodlee. Emerging debt collection software provider Pekapaid has partnered with Investnet, Yodlee to supply synchronized data for holistic customer financial hardship assessment. SSP partners with Tink. Score and Secure Payment, SSP, a France-based payment processor, has partnered with Tink, an open banking platform, to improve its payment solutions across Europe. United States Bank partners with BankJoy. U.S.-based United States Bank has announced its partnership with digital banking provider BankJoy to offer online and mobile banking services to its account holders. Volante Technologies introduces embedded pre-processing to accelerate banking payments innovation. Cloud payments and financial messaging provider Volante Technologies has launched embedded pre-processing, a solution for banks to adapt, improve customer service, and drive business growth. Backbase purchases digital wealth platform Nucoro. Netherlands-based fintech engagement banking software Backbase has acquired UK-based digital wealth platform Nucoro for an undisclosed amount. PaySign completes an issuer certification and connects with MasterCard. US-based prepaid card program provider PaySign has completed an issuer certification and connected with MasterCard. Vipasso partners with Visa to launch Vienna Pay app. Austria-based fintech Vipasso, Vienna Payment Solutions, has launched a new app called Vienna Pay. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.